It's 8 a.m. Eastern, January 12th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up 0.5% at $8,129. XRP is up 1% at 21 cents, and Ethereum is up slightly at $143. Those are leaders by market cap. Top gainers in the last 24 hours: Bit Capital Vendor up 186%, Cortex up 30%, and Educare up 24%.
What works so well that it's basically magic? Bitcoin mining, USDT in the top three. What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From launching your online shop to, did we just hit 1 million orders? Shopify is there to help you grow. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person point-of-sale system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. Sell more with less effort thanks to their new AI solution, Shopify Magic. My favorite thing about Shopify is no matter how much you want to grow, they have the solutions you need to take control and level up your business. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and millions of other entrepreneurs across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support you every step of the way. Businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/DCR, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/DCR to grow your business, no matter what stage you're at. Shopify.com/DCR.
Today's headlines. Ethereum Classic completed its Agarta update this morning, making the Ethereum Classic blockchain more interoperable with Ethereum. Ethereum and Ethereum Classic hard forked in 2016 after the DAO hack. Ethereum Classic has spent the last 3 years rebuilding the community and technical ties between the two chains. ETC is the 22nd largest cryptocurrency by market cap. The Consumer Electronics Show was this week in Las Vegas and saw two blockchain devices pick up accolades. The CES Innovation Awards went to Pundi X and their device, Bob, a block-on-block blockchain phone that runs on Pundi X's blockchain. The Bob is able to switch back and forth between Android mode and an Android fork built for blockchain usage that's ready to support dApps. The privacy-first phone can switch between modes and is supposed to be able to disconnect so you know your phone isn't listening in. The second device also activating in the privacy space, the Internet of Trusted Things startup IoTeX debuted a camera that will share footage to the cloud. UCam footage will be viewable through a mobile app, and that app will hold the private keys for everything it captures. Well, following up on the LedgerX story that closed the show yesterday, LedgerX has named a former chief technology officer as the new CEO. The company suspended founders and CEO Paul Chow and COO Jithika Chow last month with no explanation. The statement and response were in conflict with the letter sent by the board member we talked about yesterday. LedgerX also announced that it closed a significant financing round led by the company's largest investors, including Digital Finance Group. The amount raised was not disclosed, but the funds will be used to bring on more senior executives. And finally, the SEC has filed documents indicating that Telegram kept selling tokens after their $1.7 billion ICO, saying the evidence of post-ICO sales undercuts the company's argument that the offering was exempt from registration. The documents were from investment fund DaVinci Capital and another entity called Jim Limited. They requested commissions of $200,000 and $1.1 million, respectively, for subsequent sales of purchase agreements for grams. It's hard to say from the outside, but this looks pretty bad for Telegram, who have spent months playing the good guy in this whole exchange. Well, those are leading headlines today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and links. Find us on social media, add us to your Alexa Flash briefing, and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.